Clap for Jesus this morning. Woo! Come on, let's give him a praise in the house. Amen. 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 On a rainy, stormy morning, y'all have to get louder than the storm, okay? All right, can we do that this morning?
Woo!
Amen. Amen. The last few months, we've been talking about destined for greatness, being destined for something great, God's greatness that he's got in us. And so anyway, this is the last one of those this morning, and we're going to talk about these today. One more time.
Woo!
Amen. Mark chapter 4 and verse 13 is where we're going. If you have your Bibles, we've been talking about the different types of ground, and we've dealt with the wayside, which is where the seed was sown, and it was thrown out there, and Satan or the birds got it before that it could take root. The birds come and got it away. So we talked about that. Then we talked about the fallen, some of them fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and they choked it. And now this morning, we're going to talk about the good ground. How many's glad you're part of that good ground? Aren't you glad that God has got something for us that is good? Amen? There's a lot of things in our lives that we have got, and just because that it fell among the thorns or among the rocky places and on the bad ground doesn't mean that it was bad seed. It wasn't the problem with the seed. The problem was with the ground. This is a little loud, brother. I think it's these monitors. It's really in the monitor. All right. Y'all can't hear it out there. We'll turn it up. But it was loud here. But anyway, when you talk about the seed, we all know that the seed is the Word of God. And the Word of God is good seed. It's not bad seed. It's good seed. And so some of that seed fell on bad soil. So we find that, but I'm glad this morning that I'm not bad ground.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I might have used to had some thorns in my life. I might have used to have some rocky places in my life. But aren't you glad the fire of the Word breaks the rocks? And the hammer's like a Word of God. And the Word of God's like a hammer. And it breaks those words. It breaks to pieces those rocks. And that old grass or that fruit just grows right up through the rocks. I'm glad that I've got something inside of me. It's called the Word of God. It is the seed. God planted it. Nobody else did. And let me tell you, you might want to stay out of my way, because I'm growing. I'm going somewhere, because I'm good ground. I'm not the ground that the other people are. I'm not the rocky places I used to be, but today God's word has broke every rock in my life. He said every devil that's tried to steal the word of God out of my life, guess what? Those birds are gone. There's no more birds. There's no more problem with it, because God's seed is going to grow. I told you a week or two last week when we talked about the thorns, or last time when we talked about the thorns, that we were talking about the deceitfulness of riches and all the craziness that got into, was that seed was thrown into, and there was no room for the word to grow. How many has been there? When everything else started taking up your space, and you had no capacity for what God wanted to put in you. I mean, you want to go to church, but you don't have time for it. You want to do God's will, but there's so many other things that's more enticing in God's will and God's greatness. And this is what happened with the thorns, is that all these deceitfulness of riches and all this craziness just choked it out. But let me tell you something, this last little verse here in Mark, let's turn over there. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 13. Brother, you're going to have to help me with the slides. I've lost my notes. So anyway, just kind of go through them. It won't work. All right, no, you got 8 and 9. That works. Give me that. All right, 4 and verse 8 through 9. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Let's look at that. This is good ground we're talking about. And other fell on good ground. This is not the thorns. This is not the rocky places. We talked about that already. This is not the place where it used to be bad. But this is good soil. If you take good seed and plant it in good ground, it's only a matter of time till the harvest breaks out.
That's what's going on right now.
Amen? So when you take the good seed and you plant it in good, I want you to look at somebody and say, you're looking at good ground here. You're looking at good ground in this place this morning. I'm not the rocky place. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. I've got rid of the thorns out of my life, and nothing's going to choke me. So you might better move over, because I ain't being choked this morning. I'm going to get loose in this house this morning, because I got good seed, and it's in good ground. And when I got good seed in good ground, hey, the devil can't stop the harvest. He can't break it down. He can't do nothing with it.
Come on,
brother. Go back to that verse again. Brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. How many of you got an ear? At least one. Hey, he's talking to you this morning. He said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You understand in the church of today, we got this problem where we like to say, well, so-and-so is doing this, and they're doing this, and look at the fruit they're getting. But church, we do not get the opportunity to compare ourselves to somebody else. Because this is all good ground, but some brought forth 30. Some of y'all trying to be 100 and you're only 30 grand. You're not capable of producing anymore. And you're looking at somebody else and you're looking over there, I'm jealous of them. And you haven't got the capacity. You understand, every one of us is called to be a certain thing. We are not all called to everything. You know, so you don't get down just because somebody else is producing 700 and say, God, I must not be pleasing to you because I'm only getting 30 and I've done everything I can do. That's why he said, do not compare yourselves among yourselves or relation yourself to other people, because it's not wise. Because what happens is you'll get discouraged in what God has given you the ground to do, and you'll be over here producing your 30 and looking at Brother X or Sister Karen producing their 100, and you'll say, God, why can't I produce 100? Hey, pay attention to your own stuff. He said, look every man on his own stuff and not every man on the things of others. Because when you start looking around at everybody else, you're going to say, I'm not something pleasing God, because I'm not getting 30 and they're getting 100. And why am I not getting this right?
Come on, amen.
Come on,
brother.
Anybody, any real people in the house?
Amen. I'm happy.
Come on.
You know what? Because God has gave the increase on what you were capable of handling. That doesn't mean you stop. just because you got 30. You just let God be God in the 30. Because I've seen people that produce 30 and got more harvest than the guy that produced 100. They got 100-fold, but their in harvest is not much anointing. And you understand, I told you that the seed is in the orchard, is in the seed. Amen? The tree is in the seed. If everybody saw your orchard, they'd be plugging right into yourself. And then they'd steal your fruit. But because God hid your orchard in the seed, and they saw the seed in you and they didn't like it, and they disconnected to you because of your seed, let them go. Because they haven't seen the orchard yet. Sometimes you've got to let it go. We got to get the spirit of Disney up in here and let it go. Sometimes we just got to do it. Let it go. Let the spirit speak to you, because there is good ground in this place. So whether it be 60, whether it be 100, whether it be 30, praise God for what he's given you. Man who had 5 talents gained 5 more. The guy who had 2 talents, or the guy who had 5 talents gained 10 talents. Is that right? Or 5 more, maybe. There was 3 of them, right? And I can't remember the numbers. But the last one had 1. You know what he said? Well, I heard how hard you are. How many have heard how hard it is to live for God? Huh? How scary it is that you might mess up. How many people have you heard, well, I don't want the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, I just don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to go there. You understand what I'm saying? What is the deal? Is because we heard he was hard. Never understanding the scripture where Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But what you need is to learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart. Jesus is inviting you to check his heart out. He's inviting you like he invited all the disciples. Check my heart out. You know, the only one that got close enough to hear his heartbeat was John. And John got so close to hear the heartbeat that every time, and I'm not being weird here, but every time he got closer to Jesus, he could hear his heartbeat speeding up. You know why? So John got the feeling he loves him. So John, everywhere he went, said, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. I was with Jesus went out with the disciple he loved and the other disciple. You know, sometimes I just feel like I'm in a house full of others. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to feel me now. I feel like I'm in a house full of others because I think I'm his favorite. How do you feel that way? Because he treats me like I was his only kid. Because he loves me like I was his only child. I'm telling you, when you know that he loves you, you've got good ground. For his every seed he produces is going to fall on somewhere where it's going to be told, where it's going to be tested, where it's going to be, let me tell you, Matthew did not give us the discourse of the Lord's Supper. He does not tell us anything that it just happened, that Jesus just broke bread, and Jesus offered thanks, and then he sung a hymn, and then we went home. I went out to the garden. Matthew says that. Mark is almost identical. Luke is a little bit more explanatory, but not much. But John gives us four chapters that happen at the supper table.
Wow.
John chapter 13. John chapter 14. John chapter 15. John chapter 16. All happened while they were at supper. No other disciples tells us that. You know why? Because the disciple Jesus loved had good ground and took good notes. Come on.
Amen.
Yeah. So John gives us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again. And I'll receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. That's John 14. But then you move over to 15, and he says, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every tree that beareth not forth fruit in me is cut off. But every tree that beareth fruit shall that is in me, I'll cut it, I'll prune it back, and it'll bear no fruit.
Woo!
So you understand? He says, I'm my Father alone.
Yeah.
In verse 16, chapter 16. Chapter 17, he tells us about the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth is come, he's going to teach you all things. So John gets it all, and he passes it on to us. We don't have that from another gospel. But John, the one that held the heartbeat, that understood that he was loved. That you see what I'm getting? Is to understand who you are in God is good ground. To understand who God made you to be. I'm not who I was. I used to be in on that ground. I used to have thorns. I used to be rocky. But now God has broke the rocks and has killed the thorns. And has given me a new life. And now I spring up and I yield fruit. And I increase. And I brought forth. And I'm bringing my 30. Maybe she's bringing her 40. Maybe he's bringing his 60. Maybe he's bringing his 100. But hey, I can be shouting ground while I'm bringing my 60 or right on up into the presence of God and seeing God produce out of my life. Because I'm good ground.
That's right.
Oh,
that's good. Come on.
We need an EPA sometime. EPA to show up and check our ground out. Got to give a ground test. You got too much stuff going on, brother. You got too much stuff going on, Pastor. You got too much stuff going on. But what God wants to do is give you increase. God's great thing about you is to increase you. He don't want you to stay the same. That little guy that kept his one talent, he said, I was scared, Lord. I didn't want to get in the flesh. Well, that's us. We don't say that. We just bury it anyway. I was scared, Lord. I know you reap where you harvest where you didn't sow. And you reap where you didn't plant. So God, I know what your motto is. And if you're going to do it right. Right? Come on, that's the way the church has always taught us. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy, boy. My burden's light. Come on, I gave Adam a job to do in the garden. It wasn't hard. He didn't break a sweat. Naming all the animals. He didn't break a sweat. I don't guess he did because after the sin, he said, you're going to earn it by the sweat. So I don't think Adam ever broke a sweat. It's just easy caring for that little garden. Working God's place. Just loving on God. Him showing up early in the morning. Oh, in the cool of the day. And just talking with them and sit down and fellowship with them and have morning coffee. And we don't find where Jesus ever did that again until Abraham. Abraham, he visited with him and they ate with him. Three angels, it says. Or two angels. It said the other was the Lord. I like it when the Lord shows up. Amen. Hallelujah. How many likes it when the Lord shows up? When the Lord. Woo! You must be doing something right. When he shows up at your door and says, I want to sit down and I want to talk with you.
And we're going to have lunch with him now. And we want to discuss this stuff. You know what? This guy didn't trust himself. I can't do this. No, we can't. Do you understand? This guy that got scared, he was trying to trust his own way, his own device. He said, I was afraid. Come on, how many times the church is afraid because the gifts get turned loose and we get nervous because it's getting almost after 12 and the preacher ain't preached yet. We're getting upset because it is not working. They need to get back to the clock.
Come on, bro.
You know, all the time the Holy Ghost has his own clock.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's
right. Amen? Amen? The Holy Spirit has his own way and his own will.
Yeah.
And what he wants for us to do is to let him have his way.
Yeah.
But we're scared. And we go hide our stuff and put it in the dirt. I'll keep it when you come back, Lord, I'll have the same thing you gave me. I'm not losing any of it.
Come on.
But Lord, I don't want to walk in that guilt because that's not me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that because God would be stepping into somebody else's zone. You know what? Walk where God plants you.
Yeah.
Bloom where he planted you. Ask him to pour on you the rain of the Holy Spirit that you might be able to bring forth what he called you to bring. Good fruit will always bring forth. Good seed
Amen.
Will always bring forth. How many wants to grow?
Amen.
We're scared of growth. We get nervous. Because what does it do? It calls us from our comfort zone.
Right.
Well, Holy Ghost, I'd like for you to move tonight, but I'm scared of what you might ask me to do. You might ask me to do something I'm not familiar with. You might ask me to do something I'm not qualified. Bless God. If he called you, he'll qualify you. If he called you, he'll empower you. If he called you, he'll meet the need. If he called you to bear 100-fold, he will provide the way for you to do it. He'll fertilize the ground. We all get caught up in this mess, in this mold. Well, I'm a sister so-and-so. If sister so-and-so gives me the word, then I'll know it's God. But if somebody else gives it to me, I don't know. Come on. And we wind up with personality problems in the church. We're so attached to personalities that we don't understand where the spirit cuts off and personalities begin. And we start working in familiar spirits, not even understanding that we're doing that. Because we're going after a personality. Don't hook yourself to personalities. Hook yourself to God. Plant yourself in his presence. Plant yourself in his pot because he put the seed inside of you and it's not going anywhere. It's not doing anything until he gets ready.
Amen.
It was all excited. Oh, I'm a Paul. He baptized me. He planted me. I got saved under Paul's ministry. Apollos, I'm sorry, but I got saved under Paul's ministry. I'm going to follow after Paul.
Yeah.
Think about it. If every church person had a followed Paul. They wouldn't have had any churches in the New Testament because he went everywhere. You wouldn't have had no home. You wouldn't have had no roots. But God called him to be an apostle. All these people coming up with all these words. And I'm not against words. Y'all know me. But let me tell you something. If there's not a place where they are accountable for the words they're saying and for the words they're spreading, you better look at their accountability and their track record and say, hey, are they packed in somewhere? Are they glued in somewhere? Is somebody running all this stuff that they're spouting off? Is somebody getting it? Is somebody okaying it?
Amen.
Y'all think I'm really crazy, don't you?
Come on.
Because if the word is not protected, I don't like bathroom prophecies. I don't like parking lot prophesying. Because it quickly turns into a lie. Because there's nobody that's responsible. We just spout them off. Come on, you better have your covering. He gave some apostles first. The thumb, prophets next, the finger, index finger, right? Evangelist next, the longest finger, Because they're the furthest reaching. He gave the pastors next because they're the ring finger of the relationship. The pastor will love you when the apostle don't have time for you. Come on, they will. The apostles are here to get things done. And brother, they don't play.
Tracy didn't play.
They didn't play. They're not called to play. They're called to bulldoze. And they push everything out of the way. But let me tell you, you've got to have an apostle to have a prophet. Because a prophet and apostle works together. And so that's the reason. You better watch these prophets. It's not tied to anybody. They're not tied to a phone. Because they just out here just whipping it all out. Just letting it go. But they're not got a grip. Because they're not with an apostle. You got me? Everybody understand what I'm saying? That's why I said not too long ago we need an apostolic anointing in the house. Y'all hear me say that? I'm still praying. And God has sent us something, I believe that is it. And I'm excited about it. But you know what? We got to have something. Because we got prophets coming all up in here. There's people that are prophesying. They got the gift of prophecy. They got a gift of word of wisdom. They got a gift of word of knowledge. But they've got to be directed under a apostle.
Yes,
amen.
Because that's where the grip is. We're the hand of God in the earth, right?
Amen.
That's his hand. Fivefold ministry. The last one is the teacher. He balances the whole hand.
Yes, amen.
The apostle is the only one that can operate in all four of the other ones. The thumb can touch every finger on the hand. You understand why? That when the servant came back to Elisha and said, Elijah, and said, I don't see nothing but a cloud the size of a man's hand.
That's right.
What he saw was the fivefold ministry of God about to reign on Israel.
Yeah.
You know what? The hand of God is about to reign on us one more time.
Come on.
But we got to be under his leadership.
That's right.
Amen.
Gotta be.
This is why I have problems with prophets that's not looped in anywhere. Y'all got me?
Yeah.
They're always running around over here and they're giving a word over here and they're running around over here and they got nobody to pass that stuff. Because you understand, we don't make it come to pass, but we are accountable for what comes out of our mouth. Every word. Jesus said, Satan has nothing in me.
That's right.
In other words, I can open my mouth anytime I want to, and Satan's never going to put anything that comes out of me.
Is that not good?
That's why Jesus bought the church. That's why Jesus paid for the church. That's why the pastor, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, and the evangelist all must be under him.
Amen.
That's right.
Because it's his hand in the earth. A person called me the other day and said, Pastor, you need to take control of that church. You know what I told her? Yeah, I got really in the spirit. Didn't want to be. But you know what I told her? I said, I didn't buy it, and I didn't pay for it.
Come on.
Talk to Jesus.
Because
he bought it.
Yes,
he paid for it.
Yeah.
What he tells me, I'm going to do.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on.
She didn't like it. But that's exactly what I told her. You understand? When I start running things, it's when God backs up and lets me do it. And I did that for a while.
Come on.
I really wanted to please everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? I got over that. That was some of that. And I said, now God, you called me. You bought me. You paid for me. Now you are in me. And you give me the words that you have for every service in that building. Give me what you want. I don't want anything of my own making. I don't want anything of my own believing. I don't want anything of my own. That's why I believe I lost my notes this morning. Because you know what? God wanted some stuff out that I didn't have down. And guess what? He's good. He's good. And so guess what? We need some good ground at Christian worship center. If you're here this good ground and a good seed and not get a harvest.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You cannot.
We lift up your name. You cannot.
So guess what? The devil said, you must have did something wrong. You know what? Don't listen to him. Because I just got to tell somebody today that you're nearer today than you've ever been before. Don't lose hope. Ooh, keep your eyes up because you're nearing a breakthrough. How many's ready?
Yep.
How many see the dirt already moving?
Yep.
My stuff is about to break through. Because
yep.
I got good seed. And I got good ground. So devil, yeah. Get out of my way. I'm coming through. I'm coming out. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. There's no mountain gonna hold me back. No valley gonna break me loose. No thorn is gonna choke me. I'm coming out.
Come on. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. I think he's the Lord. Jump on him, Lord.
As they come back to the music. Oh. Woo. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Amen.
Some of us let the devil talk us out of stuff
come on.
That we should have had 10 years ago.
Come on, brother.
We've been fighting over whether we were the 30, whether we were the 60, or whether we were 100. And all the time, not realizing that we're all that.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
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 That's right. Amen.
There's just some things you go through in your life, you only bring 430. But there's some things in your life, you're bringing forth the 60.
Yeah.
And there's some things in your life, you're getting to see the 100.
Yes,
don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Because you got good ground. And you got a good seed. So guess what? It's coming up.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all were looking at me and said, but Pastor, I have sowed wild oats. What am I going to do about them? Double your seed. Double your seed. Because when you double your seed, it will outdo those.
Amen.
Come on. How many knows God is a God that can bless you and spank you at the same time?
Amen.
So if I double my good seed, while I'm getting the spanking, I'm getting double blessed.
Yeah.
My daddy used to use a belt. I know that's DHS problem here today. But he's very patriotic. He laid on the stripes, I saw the stars. Every time. And let me tell you something, I learned something about that belt. That the more I hug daddy, the less those belt lickings hurt.
Amen.
He couldn't hit very hard if I was hanging on around his waist.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to hug.